Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know, as Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's plan to break into Squire Skimp's home and recover the note which Squire intends to use as evidence in his damage suit against the old fellows resulted in Abner's being arrested for housebreaking and robbery. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and library still lecturing his luckless partner on the folly of his ways.
Well, Lum, I've told you 1,100 times I'm sorrowful about it.
Of all the stupid, idiotic things I ever heard of. How could you do such a thing?
I was just trying to help us. The only reason I broke into Squire's house was to get that note back from him.
I know it, but you ought to know better than to try that. You ought to know Squire would catch you doing it.
Well, I never aimed to get caught, Lum. I was just going to sneak in.
I know what you aim to do. But you ain't no robber. You don't know how to do such things as that.
Well, I'm a kleptomaniac, so I ought to know how to do them.
You ain't no such a thing.
I am, too. I taken Squire's watch and wallet and Miss Skimp's diamond ring, didn't I?
Well, Uncle Henry found them on you, but you never taken them.
Well, I must have taken them, Lum. How else could they get in my pocket if I never stole them?
Abner, can't you see through that yet? Squire just planted them things on you.
Planted them? No, he never planted them no place, Lum. They was right in my pocket. I seen Uncle Henry Lunsford find them in there.
Well, that's where Squire planted them.
Lum, you can't plant nothing in pockets. You gotta have good, rich ground and plowed up.
I don't mean that kind of planting.
Well, that's the only kind I know about. And besides, who'd want to plant a diamond ring? Them things would never grow no matter how rich the ground is.
I never said they would.
You said Squire was doing that. My doggies, wait a minute. That gives me an idea, though. We might get Squire to plead insanities at the trial.
For goodness sake, that wouldn't help none.
Well, I've heard of folks doing that big trial.
The only feller I know of that could plead insanity at our trial is you.
Huh?
Fact is, that might be the only way we could ever get out of this thing, deep as you've got us into it by now.
Yeah, reckon where Squire ever got the idea that you can grow diamond rings?
Abner, he never got the idea nowhere.
Oh, just studied up yourself, huh? Doggies, I wonder if there is something to that. You know, old Squire don't generally go into nothing unless he knows it's going to work, Lum. Maybe we ought to take that up, you know it?
Abner, someday you're going to drive me subtracted. I can tell you that right now.
Well, that idea sounds good, though, Lum. I'll get Elizabeth to switch over from turnips to diamond rings the next time she plants. Then next summer, I'll just go up there in the garden, pick me a few diamonds, take them downtown, sell them, make money.
Go on. Tell me some more. It's interesting.
Well, there ain't no more to tell. We'll just be million or thousandaires. Won't have to work no more. Just go out, pick a sack full of diamonds. See, Lum, for a real genuine big diamond, why, you can get, $5 or $10 a piece from.
You can?
No, sure, at least that. And see, you ought to get about, 150 off in a bush, I reckon. See, 50 times 20, that's 2 times 5 is 10. That's $510 a bush. But we'll make them. We ought to have, at least 100 bushes. That would
just
be
just stop right where you're at.
Huh?
Your pipe dream's over. You can't grow diamonds, and you know it. You said so yourself a while ago.
Well, it does sound like now impossible.
It is impossible. Nobody's doing it, not even Squire Skimp.
Huh? He's giving it up, too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, is that too bad? I sure making money fast there for a while, weren't I?
You going along something wonderful.
Yes, I was, and don't know nothing about growing them things, neither.
Now, I'll try to tell you what I actually meant when I said that.
Huh?
I meant that Squire put his wallet and watch and that ring in your pocket himself.
He did? Oh, quite. Didn't he want them no more?
Why, sure he wanted them. But he just wanted the town marshal to find some valuable stuff on you to make it look like you'd broke in there to rob him.
Well, I did break in there to rob him, Mom. That's what I went in there for.
Well, that's fine.
Yes, sir. That's just what I done. I went in there to rob Squire's house. That's what
I
was doing.
Just to get back that note we wrote him is all you wanted.
Yeah, but I stole his watch and his wallet and Miss Kemp's diamond ring. Don't forget that, Lum. I stole them,
too. No, you never done no such a thing.
Huh?
You don't recollect taking them things, do you?
Well, of course I don't, but that's the way it is with us kleptomaniacs, Lum.
How many times do I have to tell you that you ain't no kleptomaniacs?
Well, why do they call me Pack Rat Peabody now, then?
Who called you that?
Why?
You're the only one that called you that yourself.
Oh.
Squire just done all this to you on a purpose. More than likely slipped them things in your pocket while he was sitting on you, tying you up. You said he done that, didn't you?
Yeah. He had me right down on the floor there, face down. I couldn't see nothing that was going on, hardly.
Well, that must have been when he done it, then.
Doggies, he could have did that, couldn't he?
Why, sure he done it.
Come to think of it, I recollect him going over to where Miss Skimp was standing and whispering to her something about a ring. He must have got that diamond ring from her right then.
Why, of course he did.
He told her to phone Uncle Henry Lunsford to come over and get me, and I thought he'd just talk about Uncle Henry's ring when I heard him say that.
Oh, no, it was the diamond ring. And then he slipped it into your pocket.
Why, that snake in knee weeds. I dog it, I'm going to call him up and tell that overhanded varmint a couple of things or two.
No, you ain't calling him up.
Well, now, Lum,
because I've already called him up myself.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Well, good for you. Did you tell him to go jump in a mill pond? Of
course not.
Huh?
Of course not. We got to be awful careful what we say to Squire.
Huh?
Because he's got you just about where he wants you.
Yeah, huh?
Don't forget, you're under arrest for housebreaking and stealing and grand larceny and I don't know what all.
Yeah, but you said I never done all them things. You said just now, you said, Abner, you ain't guilty of stealing them things.
No, I know you never done it, Abner, and I know he put them things in your pocket
so
the marshal found them.
That's what he done. That's what he done.
But the evidence is all against you.
Yes, huh?
Yeah, you couldn't prove that he put them in your pocket.
No, I don't believe I could, to be honest.
I called up Uncle Henry, too, and told him that Squire put them things in your pocket, but he just laughed at me. He said robbers always say that.
Huh. Well, what did you say to Squire when you called him up?
Well, I just asked him to come over here and told him I wanted to talk to him.
Over here at the store?
I thought we might be able to reason with him. Try to talk him out of pushing all them charges against you.
Doggies, I wish we could, Lum. I don't want to go to the penitentiary. I know I don't want to go there. I just don't believe I'd make a good convict, I don't think. I won't be happy there. I'll tell them they can send me, but I won't like it. I'll tell them that right to start with.
Well,
I know
you
ought
to have thought of all that before you went over and broke into Squire's house the other night.
Huh? Yeah, that's right. It was mostly Grandpappy Spears' idea, though. He studied it up, Lum.
He studied it.
Yeah, Grandpappy Spears, he done it. That was him.
He put you up to going in there?
It was his idea. He suggested that I go over and sneak in and get the note.
That makes you more idiotic than ever.
Huh?
Anybody with just half sense would know better than to agree with him.
With Grandpappy?
You can't put no dependence in them ideas Grandpappy studies up, and you ought to know that by now.
Huh?
He's sort of like a young'un.
A young'un? Why, he ain't no young'un. He's an old man.
Well, I mean, he's in his second childhood.
Huh?
Or third, maybe.
Yes, huh?
Well, he gets to reading them books we got in the library and gets carried away.
Carried away?
Yeah. That's one of his big troubles. Imagines he's the hero in the book he's reading.
Well, who carries him away?
I say the books carry him away.
Oh, you got that all turned around. It's Grandpap that carries the books away. That's what that is.
I know he does, but what I mean... Wait a minute.
Huh?
There comes Squire up out there.
Oh,
now,
oh.
Be careful what you say to him.
I ain't going to say nothing to him, I don't believe.
Well, we got to handle this just right.
Yeah.
You better let me do most of the talking.
All right.
Mind it. Well, howdy, Squire.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Howdy, Squire.
Come on back and sit down, Squire. We want to talk to you.
Yes, thank you, Lum. I think I know what you gentlemen want.
Well, good. That'll make it a lot easier.
Yes, I imagine that you'd like to have me drop those charges against Abner, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, that's just what we had in mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Squire, he never...
Well, I believe that can be arranged all right, Lum.
You mean sure enough?
Yes, I think we can arrange that.
Well,
but, Abner, I wonder if I could talk to you for just a minute in private.
Why, you ain't mad, are you, Squire?
No, Abner, why?
Oh, well, yeah, I reckon so. We can go back there in the feed room, I reckon.
You'll excuse us, won't you, Lum?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Recollect what I told you, Abner.
Yeah, I will. That was our ring there, I believe.
Yeah, I heard it. I'm getting it. Hello. Jot 'em down, store and library and picture show. L. Eddard's talking. Oh, howdy, Dick. Well, yeah, call Squire like you suggested and asked him to come over here and talk things over. Fact is, him and Abner are back in the feed room right now. Well, I don't know. No, Squire just wanted to talk to him in private. No, but I know it's something about dropping all them charges again, Abner. Yeah, well, I hope so, too. How's that? Well, I hope when they come back, they've decided... Wait a minute, Dick. I believe they're coming back, right? Yeah. I'll let you know how everything comes out. Yeah, you bet. All right, Dick. Goodbye.
Well, I sure appreciate this, Squire, and I just want you to know that I'll try to return the favor sometime.
Oh, tut, tut, tut. Not at all, Abner. Not at all. Just glad to do it. Well, Lum, I believe that Abner and I have got this thing all straightened out now.
Well, good. I'm proud to hear that.
Yes, so am I. It was a rather unfortunate affair for all parties concerned. I knew how you must feel about it, so I drew up an agreement before I left office. And we both have signed it, then I'm going to drop the charges.
Granny, that sounds good.
Yes, Abner's got a copy of it there, and so have I, so... I guess that's all you wanted now, wasn't it, Lum?
Yeah, I reckon so, Squire. Well, much obliged for everything.
Oh, tut, tut, tut. Glad to do it. Glad to do it. Well, good day, gentlemen.
So long, Squire.
Yeah, so long, Squire, old pal. Oh, did I love that feller. I ain't going to have to go to the penitentiary now, Lum. I sure had a narrow escape there, though, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did. What kind of agreement was it you signed? Let's see it.
Well, here it is right there. Read it. It sounds awful good to me.
Oh, swan to goodness.
Huh?
You mean you actual signed this?
Why, sure.
That's your name right there, you signed?
That's my handwriting right there, I'll swear to you.
And he's got a copy of this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, Granny, we ain't got a chance in the world of winning that lawsuit now.
Huh?
Why don't you ask somebody before you sign any such thing as this? ¶¶